love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband with a sincere desire to reconcile with his wife. I had a conversation with Chris today because he sent me an email and asked me to pray with him, and we talked about it later in the afternoon because he had a wonderful dialogue and time of prayer with his daughter-in-law. Because there were severe difficulties between his daughter-in-law and his son for years. And of course now they have their second child, and apparently tremendous healing has taken place. It was a joy to celebrate with him on that. And it gives me hope for their family. I want that hope. The DVD I was going to send for Zadok, it's gotten a little ridiculous. I do work rather long days, which is actually helpful because otherwise I would just spend my time in despair. So in the Lord's graciousness, I work very long days, and the DVD is not ready. So I figured what I'll do is wait till Friday, do my happy birthday to Zadok, and then send it to him, because my assumption is it may be kept from him anyway. One other thing. You know, I did the tried to express to Zadok the idea about the common purse in Proverbs 1, because it's an area that I've been studying for some time, and I believe I'm starting to articulate it better. I did today a little bit. And it reminded me. And so a couple days ago, I planned on doing it, and I didn't until just about 10 minutes ago. There's a video that was done. It was done in like 2004, I think, because I just saw it. But it was talking about the Worldwide Church of God. Which, you know, Herbert W. Armstrong, who started it, you know, before I was born, and formed a massive organization. And they, you know, claimed, of course, to be the one true church. And something remarkable happened. Armstrong died in the 80s, and then in the early 90s, some of the leaders, I mean, the top brass of the leaders individually started saying, I got a problem here. And they actually formed relationships where they could actually talk to each other, and then spent some serious effort exploring the scripture to see where they were wrong. And I think it was in 1994, one Saturday morning, since they are Sabbatarians, the head of the church gave a sermon and said we were wrong. And it was a rather big deal, because they went from something like 110,000 members very quickly down to 60. So roughly half left. It was interesting. I listened to the video just now, and one lady said, the majority left. I can't say that the majority held the word of God above the doctrines of Herbert Armstrong. And the line I thought about is, I can't say that the majority held the word of God above the doctrines of the PCA. You know, the Westminster Confession is flawed. There are two notable passages that were dropped from between the Westminster Confession and that were dropped out to the Savoy Declaration, and of course the London Baptist Confession. They're basically the same document with slight changes. One of them is on marriage, as I've pointed out, because the Westminster Confession is not the Bible. But the other thing is, there was a comment about they look to see if these things are so. Obviously, it comes from Acts 17 about the brands. And they repented. They embraced Trinitarian doctrine because they said, oh, well, I guess actually it's in the scripture. And near the close, there was a comment, could it take place in other organizations? And his response was, yes. And I was thinking, you know, it was easy to think, yeah, it could, but like them, they made a step. So I would say yes and no. Because if the fundamental issue is there's no call in scripture to form an institutional church, then you can't reform an institution into an institution that isn't called for. So there's that fundamental tenet. And it is my hope. You know, because one of the things that they proclaimed is they were really strong on the Lord calls for the tithe. And they said, no, he doesn't. Because he doesn't. It's an Old Testament doctrine that is not carried forward to the New Testament. Because it was for the Levites. And you're going to have a little trouble finding one. And, you know, that doctrine is twisted. And they watched, as an organization, they watched their income plummet from that. But it's true. There's no call in Scripture for a tithe today. But you see, the issue is, I don't have a group of people that I can go and kind of casually see if we can broach the subject and then talk about this in detail. I have to proclaim it publicly, boldly. The Bible is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. Marriage begins with sex and ends with death. Simple ideas that I will proclaim, and everyone who is taking me up on it either runs or belittles me, but no one has come up with scripture to say I'm wrong. I welcome the dialogue, because if I'm wrong, I want to know why. I want to know why from scripture. If I'm right, I want to seek reconciliation with those who are being extremely cruel towards me and towards my family. My lady, I love you.